नमः ओम विष्णु पदाया कृष्णा प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भास्कर्याय सतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गराधा शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, I'm very happy to see all of you again for the second part of our seminar, Preaching is the Essence. Today I want to focus a little bit on the personal qualities of a devotee and his preaching. Srila Prabhupada, before leaving this world, was very much insistent that his devotees would take to the qualities of a devotee. Actually, a good devotee will be able to convince just by his Krishna consciousness. But if you do not have a good devotional life, you will not be able to infuse devotional qualities into somebody else's heart. In January 77, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Dhanavir, "Go on preaching with vigorous enthusiasm and increase your program of bringing new men to live in Krishna consciousness. You yourself must be ideal in following the rules and regulations, rising early and restricting eating and sleeping. The less a person is concerned with material enjoyment such as eating, sex and sleeping, the more he is spiritually advanced. If the devotee himself lives like a hawk or dog, how can he preach?" The devotee lives like a swine, like a hawk or dog. How can he preach? Now this has a reason. A devotee, the way someone becomes moved by someone else, this is going on a very subtle platform. Have you ever noticed that you meet a person and instinctively you don't like him? And you don't really know why this is so. Or instinctively you like him. It has very often to do with the qualities of the heart. It is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the qualities in the heart of a devotee will move the heart of his audience. And he uses the example of a string of a sitar. You know, you play the string and it makes and that sound vibration will move those resounding strings which are underneath the melody strings. You know, it makes and the resounding strings will catch that vibration and move in the same sympathetic way. In a similar way, your knowledge and your pleasure, hopefully you are joyful as a devotee, These properties in your heart, it's called technically Samvit and Hladini, that will move the listener. You know, who's the new President Clinton? President Clinton may be a good speaker, but because he has no Hladini Shakti in his heart, he would not be able to preach to you to become a devotee, because something else than oratory, that means language properties, are necessary. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami addressed Haridas Thakur. He said, "You are a perfect," he said about him, "you are perfect because you perform both duties in relation to the holy name and by your personal behavior. This is how you are preaching. Therefore, you are the guru of the whole world." See, this is important. Be a devotee who chants and has namaruchi, that means pleasure in the chanting of the holy name, and then go out to the world and preach to the world about the chanting. Prabhupada has written in a commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam about the only duties of a devotee. You might think, well, my duty is to wash the pots in the kitchens, or to take care of the cows and the garden and so on. And these are definitely duties within devotional service. But the real duty of a devotee is actually twofold only. A devotee's only duty, Prabhupada says, is to chant and remember the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity, to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. You will be a powerful preacher if you like chanting and if you like hearing about Krishna. People will immediately want to imitate your own life. I have seen many people to whom I preached, anyways, I shouldn't use me as an example, but now I have started, now it's too late. They have said, "You know what convinced me most is your smile." Now I just woke up from sleep, so I won't try to smile, but I can... if that may be a bona fide smile or just a monkey smile, I do not want to say. People take interest in a devotee who feels for Krishna consciousness and who likes Krishna consciousness very much. When I had my first encounter with devotees who were happily chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I thought more than anything, this is convincing. They are tasting what they are talking about. That was convincing. So, now, of course, this doesn't mean that every one of us now stops preaching and goes into the forest in order to improve his chanting and his appreciation of Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur rejected this. He said, someone who goes in a neophyte stage into the forest for solitary worship, he might cheat himself because he thinks maybe he's very advanced and his little experience in spiritual life, he will think this is a great achievement and I'm 100% advanced. But this would be the extreme. But nevertheless, you must be enthusiastic as a preacher. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. And you have to take care of enthusiasm. Now, how do you become enthusiastic? This is a very difficult question, maybe. What do you do to become enthusiastic, Madhavendra Puri? What is your personal formula? Eat prasadam. Yes. To be what?
In tune.
In tune with the devotees. Madhavendra Puri Prabhu forces himself to be enthusiastic. He forces himself to be tuned up with the devotees. Never heard this before, but if it works, good. Yes. Our Mataji listens to a class of someone who speaks nicely about Krishna consciousness and then gets enlivened. That's her secret. Mm-hmm. Yes, what is your secret? You chant attentively. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Giving good sadhana. Another tip is to associate with devotees who themselves are enthusiastic. Prabhupada has once written about the sources and the maintenance, the maintainers of enthusiasm. He said, first and foremost is the sadhana. See, you get unenthusiastic because you become covered by the modes of ignorance and passion, and then the enthusiasm leaves you. You have to be at least on the mode, you have to at least start from the mode of goodness in your devotional life to be enthusiastic. Otherwise, it's just an ignorant slop. And the other thing is association with devotees. We must learn to associate with devotees in such a way that we hear from them about Krishna consciousness. That's very important. If you may hear so many other things about from devotees. If you do not, if you, for instance, associate on the mental platform, this is something what sometimes happens with young devotees, then both of them at the end are not enthusiastic for devotional service, for Sankirtan or whatever. You have to learn to give a positive, to associate on the Krishna Katha level. That's another thing. And also sometimes it really much helps what one devotee says, to listen to devotees who are themselves enthusiastic. See, again, these devotees carry something which is there beyond words, which is happening beyond words. Have you sometimes seen this, when a devotee comes and enters, he's just so effulgent, you go like, boom, it's just... just waves you from your chair. Good. So, Lord Chaitanya has given the order. Every devotee should be very enthusiastic, not only of performing his daily rituals of devotional service, but by trying to preach the cult peacefully by following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. If he is not superficially successful in such an attempt, he should not be deterred from the discharge of his duty. So try to preach, but you have to have enthusiasm. Once a devotee in Bengal went out, an American devotee went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you asked me to preach, but I don't know the language. And he Prabhupada said, people don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to see what you do. That convinces. Interesting, isn't it? So, on we go. Now this brings us to a very interesting subject. We often have heard Prabhupada saying that a preacher does not preach what is on his mind so much. Huh? But he faithfully carries the message of the previous acharyas. Have you heard this before? No? This is, isn't it clear? You don't have to be original, but you can just bring what you have heard. The example of the mailman is given. You have never heard this? A mailman, he gives you the letter. It's not that he has written a thing, you know, or he has opened your letter and you know, wrote, well, this is not nicely expressed, let us express it like this, and so on. He gives you the letter as it is, unchanged. In the same way, devotees do not have to change the message. Yesterday, Braj Bihari, anyway, maybe I shouldn't say it, but again, I have started with something. It said, once you have started the dance, there is no use to draw the veil. So he said, Sachidananda Swami, I'm a good plagiarizer. Do you know what this word means? It means you take what someone else did. This is how I make my courses. And I told him, I'm the same character. In my lectures also, I'm taking what someone else has said. Now, in material life, this is very bad. You're not an original person. You are a Mr. Nobody. In spiritual life, the value is different. If you can carry out what you have heard from previous reliable sources, that's your success. You don't need to re-edit your own Krishna Das version of the Bhagavad Gita. You just speak it as Krishna has spoken it and see the effect. In my early life of Krishna consciousness, I often was so enthusiastic to preach that instead of distributing the books, I would just start talking on the street until near about 50 to 100 people were standing around me and arguing with me. And of course I was not very adept at preaching at that time, and was always quarreling with the chicken eaters and the cow killers and so on. I called them names like this. So my godbrothers, after one godbrother had saved me from about 50 angry Hamburgers, residents of Hamburg, he said, why don't you learn to preach a little? You shouldn't do this. You should preach like Prabhupada. But I'm not Prabhupada. No, you should bring the contents of Krishna consciousness to the needy people and you will see the effect. They will like it. And from that time on, I have not felt bad in saying things like Prabhupada says it, quoting verses from scripture, because they have more effect than your own little imagination. At the same time, you can't be just like a lifeless mailman. This is what we are talking today about. A mailman may think of sexual perversions when he brings you the letter, and the letter still has its effect. Okay? But a devotee can't be doing that. He must be properly fixed in sadachar, that is the Vaishnav understanding. It says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatriki Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatajaiva Kalpate. Devotional service to the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, Narada Pancharatra, etc. is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. We just received two letters from a town in Germany where some inexperienced devotees went, and because the devotees had problems in their heart, it created a great disturbance. Someone has given back the set of books, it seems, and someone else asked, it seems the devotees are still in the mode of passion, and how can I follow this process, and so on. See, the example is very, very important. Before you preach, you must be, your heart must be all right. Prabhupada said in this connection, we want to create pure devotees so that other people will benefit by their association. To make a show of devotional service will not help you. One must be a pure devotee following the pure devotional process. Then one can convert others. I have written a word here. It says, no sugar sadhu. It again summarizes my point. Once there was a mother who came with her diabetes sick boy to a sadhu and said, tell him to stop eating sugar. He won't listen to anyone else. And the sadhu said, come back after 1 week. The mother was thinking, what? Anyways, she came back, and then the sadhu said, don't eat sugar, to the boy. So the woman was very much intrigued. Why didn't you say it the first time when we came? We had to travel all this way back to... At that time, I was myself eating sugar, said the sadhu. So I couldn't tell him. So a devotee, in order to preach, must behave properly. Now, if a devotee hears this presentation up to this part, he will say, well, is it that only because of our impurity people are not taking to Krishna consciousness? This must be the natural conclusion. And I want to read something very interesting from Srila Prabhupada, why it is that people don't come to Krishna consciousness. A devotee asked Srila Prabhupada in 1975, is it because of our impurity that we can't convince them to stop cutting their throat? Prabhupada, Tama Krishna. His question is whether it is due to our impurity that we cannot convince people to stop cutting their throats. Prabhupada, no! It is due to their impurity. They do not take. What you are saying that is pure. But the difficulty is if you instruct a rascal, he becomes angry. The example is given that if you give milk and banana to the serpent, he increases his poison. Payapanam bunjangamam kevalam visharvadanam. Therefore, we have to select sometimes that our preaching is in the proper place. Because a snake-like person, they will not hear. But if you are a good charmer, you can charm the snake also. That depends on your quality. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He made these snakes, the tigers, the elephants, all dancing Hare Krishna. That is possible by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So don't be disappointed if someone doesn't become engaged in Krishna consciousness. It may not mean that you are totally impure. We also have to consider, see, Krishna consciousness is not black and white. The receptive, what is it? Receptivity, thank you, of the listener. This is not black and white. But try to do both. Behave properly and repeat the pure thing. Try to do both. Once Vishwambar Goswami came to Srila Prabhupada, when he came the first time with his devotees to India, and he said to Prabhupada, you have brought a circus with you of tigers and elephants. What said Srila Prabhupada? Yes, the tigers and elephants are running around in Loi Bazaar. And then Prabhupada understood that he said, yes, I have to train these Westerners to show them sadacha, that is proper behavior. He was very, very concerned about this. So another question is, I wanted to actually put this question to you, but you have looked already in your notes, I suppose. By what behavior, once a TV reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, by what behavior one could recognize a true follower of Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada said, he'd be a perfect gentleman. Or a lady. There are different examples in Shastra about this. For instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened very carefully to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for 7 days. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Benares to convert Prakashananda, to convert Prakashananda Saraswati, he humbly said where the shoes were kept. And he showed the effulgence of Brahman coming from his body. So Prakashananda looked and he said, what? Come, you are Narayan himself. Come and sit with us. So this is very good in preaching, to have a very humble, gentlemanly attitude. Never go to someone and say, what I can tell you. Well, this is a whole area. I will talk a little bit on later on how one shouldn't preach. And I think you will enjoy it very much and laugh. And no one will feel asleep even if you have eaten a hearty breakfast. Lord Chaitanya, it is said about him, with logic and argument, he very politely changed their minds. If you just get down on someone, show him that he is a rascal, especially because we are young, we are not like Prabhupada, they will not accept it and fight, maybe. But at the same time, you should not compromise the truth. Once I remember in 1976, Srimati Murarji, that's the lady who financed Prabhupada's journey from India to America, read in a Back to Godhead that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had described Vallabhbhatta to be like a prostitute. You know, Vallabha had come to Mahaprabhu and said, I have made a better commentary than Sridhar Swami to the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu told him, anyone who does not follow the Swami means husband, he is unchaste, meaning he's a prostitute. So this got back to Srimati Murarji, who was a devotee of Vallabhacharya. And she was very upset and wrote to Srila Prabhupada. After all, she had taken care so on. And Prabhupada said, forgive our devotees. They don't know satyam bruyam priyat bruyam. That means to priyam bruyat. Sorry, I've said it wrong. I want to say it correctly. Satyam bruyat priyam bruyat. That you speak the truth, but you speak it palatably. But then he said, see, a devotee, when he discusses philosophy, he is like a lawyer in a court who disagrees strongly with another lawyer. But this doesn't mean that outside of the courtroom there are enemies. I had to do this with a professor who has a theory which is totally different than our consciousness comes from life. He thinks it comes from very subtle bioelectrical processes in the brain. So I had to strongly disagree, but then I said, don't get personally on me. I like you very much as a person, and I think if you focus your intelligence on the Bhagavad Gita, you will one day become a spiritual revolutionary. But at present, you know, that I'm disagreeing with your theory where you have invested 20 years of your life and are highly attached, it doesn't mean I'm your enemy. We are like lawyers, let us quarrel in the courtroom, but not outside. Here's how, you know, you have to preach uncompromisingly. It's very important, otherwise you will not move any hearts. So, I want to conclude this session with some observations why it is necessary that you prepare yourself for preaching. Now, I want to say one thing to all of you. I'm still preparing the ground. You might notice, I'm still speaking about the preparing yourself for life of preaching. I'm not yet speaking about preaching itself, and this will be covered in the last day. I hope to be finishing the theoretical part today, not today, and tomorrow in my morning class, where I will speak on a subject which I think is very interesting for all the devotees. But now I just want to, this is the last time where I can get you as our course, where I can speak to you on a personal way on the need to preach. And now give me please another of your attention, and then the last rest of the course will be very easy for you to follow, because I won't speak so theoretically. It will be extremely practical, and some of you will also laugh and cry and smile, because it will be so interesting. First of all, have you ever thought about your own spiritual life? Have you ever thought, well, I'm hearing all these wonderful lectures, but what's with me? I seem to be like a piece of coal. The more you wash it, the more dirt comes. Have you ever thought this in your sincere 5 minutes? I think we know, we can be honest, we are in the family, so. One thing is, when you, I think one, this Mataji was asking, what is my conviction to preach? Yesterday you were asking this. So I think we need to preach, otherwise no chance for us. Here's one quotation I would like to read to you. It says, these quotations are not with your material, so please just listen intently. A sincere devotee, if you want to take notes, this is a good time to take them. A sincere devotee who engages in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching his cult all over the world will never be affected by Vishaya Taranga, material influences. On the contrary, in due course of time, he will return to the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and will thus have perpetual association with him. Lord Chaitanya personally protects the preacher from material influences. He's there when you distribute a book, and he makes the deal, so to say. He says, he pushes the heart, this last little piece, you know, which where the person is, should I take it, should I take it not, should I take it not, Then Lord Chaitanya comes and make whoop. Yes, give me the book, you know. This is something. He protects you from the modes of material nature. Another statement is, anyone, however, preaching the mission of the Lord in the line of the Brahma Sampradaya, that's our line, is always dear to the Lord, and the Lord, being satisfied with such a preacher of the authorized bhakti cult, shakes hands with him in great satisfaction. If you want to find this quotation, it's in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 19. In other words, you are protected against Maya's influence, and you become so dear to Krishna that he shakes your hand. What do you think now? The first quote, that is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text 19. Yes. That was also text 19, the other one. So, another point is, there is some psychological, because everyone is interested in psychology nowadays. You know, have you ever observed your wandering mind? It wanders when you hear a lecture. It wanders when you take a bath. It wanders when you sleep. It always wanders and wanders. And have you ever heard Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita, an uncontrolled mind is the worst of your enemy? Huh? Does it sound familiar? Now, the thing is, the mind is so restless because it can think up to 500 words in a minute. So fast. You know, the mind is a turbo word processor. But, you know, when someone speaks to you, like in a lecture, he only can speak 150 words around that time in a minute. Even if he goes down. So therefore, you can even be diverted in your mind when you hear a lecture. Have you ever seen that? The speaker reads the Bhagavatam purport. And, you know, devotees, the mind gets off, and then the devotees are with their head on the shoulder of their neighbor. You know, because they can't follow. The mind is accustomed to a different speed. But when you preach, sorry, I'm getting a little enthusiastic, then that is samadhi. He said, Prabhupada said, one may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he also may become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyasu yastvach charanara vindayoho. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. See, if you preach, you will be reminded at the lotus feet of the Lord. Have you ever preached and you've been like, oh, Krishna, make this person understand, and you go like, dum, talking your whatever you want to preach to him? So, now he makes this, Prabhupada puts this point also to book distribution. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. A preacher should always have that goal. I want to say where it is, because I can imagine that some of you want to read this point. That speaking about Krishna and distributing books about Krishna is samadhi. You can read it in the 10th canto, chapter 2, text 37. Yes, 37. So, another thing about the need for our preaching is, we are usually so self self-conscious. I remember when someone gave me the beads for the first time, and I was starting to chant. I was thinking, oh, what am I doing? What will my friends think if they see me chanting? And my girlfriend will immediately give me up as useless. No, that I didn't think, because anyways, there was too much attachment on her part. But even in a spiritual process, you dance and you think, how will I dance? You know, hopefully my dhoti won't fall off. One is so self-conscious in all the activities of Krishna consciousness. So preaching helps you to stop being an egomaniac, start to become a real human being. It is described in Shastra that the animals are very self-conscious and self-concerned. They are always in I, me, and mine. But a human being has to transcend this and go and think of others. It's very important. If you don't learn to think of others, you cannot be described a true human being, according to Shastra. Here's another very nice quote on becoming compassionate. The self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets, by whose illumination alone all the illuminating planets within this material world give off reflected light, cannot be reached by those who are not merciful to other living entities. You cannot go back home, back to Godhead. If you always think about yourself, 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 it's not possible. Only persons who constantly engage in welfare activities for other living entities can reach the Vaikuntha planets. So let us be merciful. Now another thing is, if you give transcendental knowledge, your own transcendental knowledge increases. Now I want to give you a very, very interesting analysis of the dangers of painting distribution or record distribution. Sometimes in the past our devotees have distributed records which had, in America this was done, which were, they were an overproduction by the record company. You can buy these records which are no longer in vogue for a very cheap price, and then the devotees went and distributed it to the conditioned souls to make a profit for the temple. You understand what I'm saying? Now, it was observed that many of these devotees had serious problems in their spiritual lives. They were thinking they had sexual fantasies, or they were thinking of a lot of money, and so on and so forth. And the reason why this is so, that the contents of these records is, I love you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come let me hold your hand. And such things, which are very sensual topics. So by giving that away, it came back to their mind. It's also with painting distribution. If you have paraphernalia, which is, the drama of the naked human body, if that is on the painting, you will be influenced by giving that away. On the other hand, devotees have made the experience, even if they give only a few books away, they seem to be living, isn't it? Like sometimes it happens on our preaching party that we park at the gas station, and then someone comes and I'm trying to sell him a book, and then he takes it. I'm the whole day, I'm in ecstasy, and I laugh in the car how he took the book and, you know, and liked it and so on and so forth. Or after preaching programs, people come, where did you get all your knowledge? And then I'm saying, you really want to know? I mean, as a lecturer, I don't want to tell you. Then you can give lectures like me, but if you really want to know, here is part of a Gita, and then it's very good, and then I'm selling it to him. And I think my day is a success, because you get this knowledge. Therefore, in Vaishnava scriptures, it is said you should give on a full moon night a full set of Srimad Bhagavatam away. Have you read that? This comes back to you. I don't know why it comes back to you, especially on the full moon night, but there must be also some explanation. It comes back to you. So that's why book distribution is such a blessing, and also by preaching. If you preach parampara, it comes back to you. There is a... this is explained. I want to... actually, I don't have the quote, but it's said about the members of the Panchatattva. As they plundered the storehouse of love of God, it increased. You have heard this. Good. So another thing is, you need to preach in order to get the goal of your life together. May I ask, what is the goal of your life? I always like to ask this from devotees. Pure devotee. What? Love of God. Love of God, yes. Good, Parivaru. I wish you good luck. And that we rarely don't think so much about our goals. But I think you only say ideas. What do you secretly think is your goal of life? No, maybe we shouldn't ask. This is too private. You wanted to say something. What's your goal of life?
To attain some human form of life.
To attain the human form of life?
Yeah.
You have it already.
Yeah, to maintain.
Maintain?
Yeah.
You want...
in the form of regular principles and follow the... In that way, there are some human form which is not...
It's so bad, yeah. But that's very easy to reach. Well, I want to read you my goal of life. The very nice answers, every one of you. Also, I'm sometimes taking this role to get the audience listening. It's all right, your goal. But you can go higher. My goal is to be very honest, to go back home, back to Godhead. I don't like this world at all. I know it's not the very highest, I should say pure love of God, but here Achyutananda Swami asked Prabhupada, which is more important, to go back home to Godhead or spread Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada, well, one who is preaching Krishna consciousness, he's already back to Godhead. Iha yasya hare dasye karmana manasagira. Preacher means he has engaged his body, his mind, his speeches only to glorify the Lord. That is preacher. So anybody who's engaged that business, he is Jivan Muktasa Ushyati. He is liberated even in this life. So why should he seek for liberation? He's already liberated. He's already back to Godhead. He's already with Krishna. Krishna is talking to him. Buddhi Yogam Tam. One who is actually a preacher, engaged in Krishna's glorifications, service, he's already in Vaikuntha. Have you ever preached and you didn't know what to say, and all of a sudden you knew what to say? No? It is the super soul who helps you. You are in contact with Krishna when you are preaching. So this is, so obviously there are so many subjects which I have included. Now in preaching, let us do one more subject. Why do you think someone becomes a devotee? What makes him convinced? Why did you become a devotee? Let us ask this question. Why did you become a devotee? I searched for very sincere and realized persons, and finally I found them. Good. Another devotee said, I was reading Prabhupada's books and then found the devotees who practiced them, and that together made a strong impact. The philosophy convinced you. Yes? Yeah. The purity and of the devotees and the fact that here was something to do, practically to do for Krishna devotional service. What made you a devotee? Association of devotees. It's very nice. Many of you say devotees, and I think also we know we read books. That is our common experience before joining. So, but it really, the devotee always comes up in the life. It is a fact. A devotee makes people fortunate. Jiva Goswami says, when a devotee, that means a preacher, wants someone to be liberated, he has to think of that person and pray for him to Krishna. And it's really a fact. Preachers have this. See, I advise this strongly of you. It's a very subtle thing, but I keep all my addresses in a box, and I'm thinking about this box every day. It's part of my meditation. And some people have said to me, stop thinking of us. We want to get this Krishna consciousness out of our brain. And I say, everyone is a free person, isn't it? I can think what I want. It's when you have to pray for people. You have to want that people stop suffering. This brings a very interesting subject up. You will be very interested. I want to first... Now, again, I'm not a very good example. I'm just trying to apply some principles. But here in the Madhya Lila, it says, whatever a devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants, because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. And another verse, those of you who want to read it, chapter 10, Madhya Lila 10, text 139. And then Madhya Lila chapter 15, write this down please, 15, text 167. Whosoever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava, and Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. In other words, Krishna moves by the will of his devotees. A pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and those in his line of disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. That desire of the devotees is always blessed by the Lord. Therefore we have to become a dog to Vaishnava. Chadiya Vaishnav Seva Nishta Pajet Shakeva. Without serving Vaishnavas, nobody can be delivered because he is so merciful that he can demand to Krishna, please, on my sake, please excuse him. I'll take him with me. So Krishna grants him, all right, you take them. Prabhupada prayed for us. Our spiritual master prays for us to Krishna. And that's why Krishna feels so much obligated that he says, Moshe, all right, he says. This Kripa Shakti, the mercy energy of the Lord, has been given by the Lord to his devotees who move in this cosmic creation. He has said to the devotees, here, take this and distribute it. Therefore, without the help of a devotee, who has ever become liberated? Now, some of you might say, but where is the free will? I mean, does this mean that the devotee just goes through Belgium and says, Krishna, make all the Belgians Krishna conscious? And the Belgian people can't really even decide. Well, Prabhupada addressed this. Srila Prabhupada, why is it that some people, when they hear about Krishna consciousness, they take it and some do not? And still after that, some of those who take it, they stay, and some who take it for some time and then they fail. Prabhupada says, Krishna's mercy is always there. It is your misuse of free will. You are given the opportunity. That is fortune. But you do not accept the fortune. That is your misfortune. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya said, Erupi brahmanda brahmiti kona bhagyavan jeev. Some fortunate men can accept it, because mostly they are unfortunate. Just see, through the whole of Europe and America, we are making propaganda. How many students have come? A very insignificant number. Although they have come, they are fortunate. So, only a very, very strong devotee, he can charm others. He can even... But in usual case, the living entities have, of course, their freedom. And mostly they misuse their God-given freedom, and they do not take to the mercy.
I always had this...
You had to convince everyone.
Yes, yes. To convince everyone. So, what would you say about that?
For a new devotee, this is true. A new devotee feels insecure in his life if not the whole world does what he does. That's a fact. It's a feeling of insecurity. But someone who preaches out of compassion is in a different... He will be perceived differently. And also, you know, when you preach out of compassion, you usually will be very intelligent to see how do others perceive you. Like, I have learned in public lectures, I will speak sometimes like a very modern person, the way I wouldn't speak in an assembly of devotees, because you have to really speak in their language in order to make yourself understood. So the preacher sometimes becomes like a chameleon because he is compassionate, and he will try to help other people. He knows what is suffering. He wants. Anyways, we are now over time. I'm a little sorry, I moved a little bit fast here. I just brought a few points out. Please read this Krishna moves by the will of his devotees. This part, there are a few examples. Yes, let me just conclude the thing with one very nice quote. It's my favorite quote, and please hear this. Please hear this. This is so good. Your life will be changed if you hear this quote. Only Krishna can deliver us from this material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, it is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord that he always tries to bring us back home, back to Godhead. God is liberated and he tries to make us liberated. But although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instructions. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Guri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. If you want to read this very endearing quote, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 17. But Krishna waits for his devotees to give that mercy to the conditioned souls. Therefore, if you want to become an instrument in Krishna's hands, you need to preach. Krishna wants to give his mercy to the conditioned souls, and he constantly plans for it, but he makes himself dependent on his devotees who move amongst the conditioned souls. And therefore, if you want to become an instrument in Krishna's hands, you need to preach. Thank you very much. We will end here. And I want to again say, I know that seminars days where one hears so much philosophy, after some time one cannot receive anything more. I think we all know this, so many wonderful points which we get. From tomorrow onwards it will be practical and more easy to concentrate because it is different from what you have. We have just finished. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.